Happy Friday. This is Transformational Moments with Coach D. And today we're gonna come with a transformational moment, and we're gonna be talking about water walking faith. Okay. And I'm gonna be discussing the topic, the scripture of when Jesus was walking on the water. And the disciples seen him walking on the water, and they thought he was a ghost. And Peter called out, and he said, "Jesus, is it you?" And Jesus said, "It is." You know, he was like, "It is I." And he said, "Well, if it be you, bid me to come." And Jesus spoke, and he said, "Come." So, on Jesus' word, "Come," Peter stepped out of the boat and started walking on the water. And then the waves and the winds began to blow, and he started sinking. And Jesus, he started sinking. Save me, Lord. And the Lord saved him. He went and pulled him up. But he said to him, when he pulled him up out of the water, he said, "Why did you doubt?" So he asked him a question. He said, "Why did you doubt?" And a lot of times, we can look at the circumstances in our life, and it looks bad, or it feels bad, or it seems bad. But what Jesus was saying to Peter, "Why did you doubt?" He was really asking him, "Why did you look at the waves? What did I say?" See, that is the problem. We can believe the doctor's report. We can believe the boss. We can believe our husbands and wives. We can believe what they say, and we take it to heart. We don't question it. We don't doubt it. And when they disappoint us, then we get angry and we get mad. But Jesus has never lied to us. Jesus has never did anything for cause us to want to question his power or his authority or even his love for us. But yet we question it. And when we question it, we look at the circumstances, because his word says that by his stripes I'm healed. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. He says, the word of God says in Isaiah 43, he says, "He was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." I believe it's 43 or 53. I think it's 53, but it's in the word of God. Google it and it'll take you there. But what I'm saying is, because I want you to get the base of what I'm saying. He said, "I'm not a man that I can lie, neither the son of man that I needed to repent." So he's given us his word, and he's not only given us his word, he's given us physical evidence that he can be trusted. So when he was sinking, he became concerned with the waves. But what Jesus was trying to come, because the waves was trying to intimidate Peter, as the waves and the circumstances try to intimidate us to cause us to turn away from what God has said in his word. Because he also said in Isaiah 55:11 that the words that goes forth out of my mouth shall not return unto you void. So when Peter asked Jesus, "Bid me to come," when Jesus said come, confidence should have rose up in Peter, which he did get out the boat. But when the circumstances came, when the waves came, what did he do? He began to sink. And this is a transformational moment for us right now. Whatever you are facing, Jesus is saying to you, don't be intimidated by the waves. Don't be intimidated by the disconnect notice. Don't be intimidated by the doctor's report, but believe. Don't look at the waves. Don't pay attention to the doctor's report. Even though the doctor's report, okay, it might be a fact, but it's not the truth. Amen. It is not the truth, because the truth is I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. The truth is I've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. The truth is that I'm more than a conqueror. The truth is that I'm saved and I'm delivered and I'm set free. Even though I might still be struggling with something, because the word of God says that I am that, then I'm going to agree with the word of God and say that I am that the word of God says that I am. Because the Bible also tells us in scripture, it's in scripture, he says, whose report are you going to believe? And this came about, this moment came about today because I have been struggling or challenged with a bleeding disorder for about since 2008. And no, 2018, I was diagnosed with a fibroid. And later on, that fibroid began to cause me, well, before I was diagnosed with the fibroid, because the doctors was trying to find out why was I bleeding heavy and why was I doing this and that. So they did the ultrasound and they found out I had fibroid. So the fibroid was apparently pushing on my uterus. So when my monthly come, menstrual come as a woman, it caused me to bleed heavier and it caused me to drop clots and things like that. And very, very painful for you, for the women that are listening. So brothers, it's a good listening for you too, so you can understand the things that your wife goes through. But, and we as women really face and go through the challenges that we face. And so I've been challenged with this for a couple of years. And I finally decided that I was going to trust God's word. So the doctors gave me the medicine, all of that. I took the medicine stopped working. And I said, God, look, I don't know what's going on. I said, but I trust your word. You know, I trust you. And they wanted me to have a hysterectomy. You know, everybody wants to, they want to fix it, but they don't want to know the root cause and things like that. So I told God, I said, look, I'm going to trust you. At this point, I'm going to trust you. And I was frustrated. Yes, I was frustrated. Like the one with the issue of blood, she got so frustrated. She spent all she had. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is going on? You know, what is happening? You know, and he just politely said, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the ways? Or are you going to believe my word? And so today that, and my word and his word is, let me slow down because this is a very transformational moment right now. And I pray that whoever is hearing this word right now, I pray that it's going to bless your soul and bless your life. So at this point, I had to decide, am I going to listen to the wave? Am I going to listen to the Lord? So recently, my menstrual stopped. It stopped back in, I bled from the first part of the year, I bled all the way up to March. And then in April, I believe it was April or May, the bleeding stopped. So I hadn't bled from April up until recently. And I wasn't bleeding like I was bleeding then. I mean, I was bleeding. My hemoglobin got down to a 3. So they wanted to give me a blood transfusion and I refused that. Because I decided that I was going to trust in the word of God and not trust in the waves. You know, or let the waves move me. And so recently I started spotting and things like that. And this word today, water, walk, and faith, God reminded me, the Holy Spirit reminded me, well, God reminded me through his spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, that the thing that Jesus was trying to, that Jesus wanted Peter to get and not allow himself to be intimidated by the waves was that, why did you look at the waves? When he said, why did you doubt? Because he paid attention to the waves. And a lot of us are paying attention to the bills and the bank account and the bills that are coming in and looking at the bank account and we don't have enough money in the bank account to cover the bills, or the marriage that seemed like it's crumbling and we don't know what to do and we've done all we could but it's not working, and the children that are wayward and they're doing what they want to do and they're, you know, living their lives and stuff, and we as parents, you know, we love our children, we don't want them to miss it, but you know what I'm saying, it's just that thing, you know. And so we're looking at the ways, but we're not looking at the word of God. And the word of God tells us that, it tells us, it gives us promises concerning our children. For as one of my promises I'm standing on is, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So it doesn't matter what my children are doing, how I see, and you know, the waves and stuff. I got to trust the word of God. I got to trust my faith in the word of God. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And then the word says, Hebrews 11:1 says, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. So even though I don't see my children with my physical eye serving the Lord and winning men and women into the kingdom with my eyes, see, I'm not looking at the waves, but I got to believe the word. Amen. So I pray that you hear what my heart is saying and God is saying unto you, because this is a transformational moment. It was a transformation moment for me, and that's why I had to come on here and share it, because we can look at the situations, okay? Even though I love God and we love God and we trust God and we believe God, but it's those moments when the waves try to come back up and the waves try to, you know, the circumstances and things and the people and the voices try to come and take us off course. But I want to say to you today, don't look at the waves. Keep your eyes focused on the word of God. Keep your heart focused on the word of God, because your victory is already won. The victory is already won. The Bible tells us no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's the word of God. So Jesus said, you know, looking at if I allow the blood or the spotting to move me, then it has control. But if I don't look at the waves will eventually what? Die down. Because peace be still. When you got peace, when you got the peace of God, and the word of God is what brings the peace of God, then I can stand flat footed, 10 toes down on the word of God, and know that this weapon that's formed against me, it will not prosper. And so I want you to know today that you have the victory in Christ. You have the victory in Christ. You are more than conqueror. We are more than conquerors. We're not surviving. We are more than conquerors. This situation will not conquer you, because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's what the word of God says. So we must continue to stand on that no matter what, because the waves are going to roar, the fires are going to flame, the flames are going to come. But remember, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and no evil shall befall him or her who abides under the shadow of the Lord. Because he is my fortress, he is my joy, he is my peace, and that's all I got to say about it. So I love you all. I am so honored to be able to come on this podcast and share these transformational moments with you. And I really hope and pray that these are helping you. And continue to follow me. Continue to share this out in your social media outlets with share it with friends, people that you know may need to hear this word, because that's why I come here. I come on here and I share from my heart, because I want to see every man and woman delivered and set free and walking in the fullness of the life that Jesus died for us to have. Because I guarantee you, I am going to walk in. I'm walking in, and not going to, I'm walking in, because it's already done. Amen. Jesus, it's a finished work. Okay. So I just pray that this word helps someone today. You're walking, you have that walking water faith, and don't look at the waves. Stay focused on the word of God. I love you, and have a great day.